A lot of Americans are hitting the road. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. 47 million of us expected to travel this 4th of July weekend. AAA says that's almost 4% more than a year ago. And we're paying gas prices that are $1.72 a gallon more than then, though they are down 17 days in a row, 17 cents off the record high. Some are relying on airlines that have had issues lately.
I still trust them. I just think they have to just work through whatever they're going through.
About the same amount of people traveling this weekend as they did in 2019. The airlines, not at all ready for that, with not enough labor, not enough resources.
Kirk Knudsen, the cyber guy, reporting for Fox from the airport in Los Angeles. There are 226 flights canceled to or from or within the U.S., and FlightAware reports more than 700 are delayed. A week after the Supreme Court ruling ended the federal legal right to abortions.
Today, President Biden will meet virtually with Democratic governors from seven different states. Their goal is to try to find ways to protect abortion access.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. More than a dozen Republican-led states have abortion bans or plan to have them, but judges in some have temporarily blocked that in Florida, Louisiana, Texas, and Utah, and Kentucky, where at least one law enforcement officer is reported dead. A day after a domestic disturbance they responded to in Floyd County led to a shooting. Several others were injured. The suspected gunman is in custody. In Ukraine, Russian missile strikes in a coastal town near Odessa have killed at least 19 people, with an apartment building one of the targets hit.
It's a rallying cry for people of goodwill from every part of the planet who have stood together.
That's Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin today in Germany, saying we're helping Ukraine defend its freedom. An additional $800 million in U.S. military aid is coming. American basketball star Brittany Griner's trial started today in Russia. She's been detained there since February, accused of having vape canisters with cannabis oil in her luggage. That's led to drug transport charges. America's listening to Fox News.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
There's been a lot of worry about inflation and near-record gas prices and a lot of other issues, which led to that AP poll this week, with 85% of those surveyed saying America is on the wrong track. There's a new Fox poll.
Results show 39% of respondents say they are proud of the nation right now. That compares to 51% the last time this question was asked, in 2017. Politically, as expected, Democrats at 46% are more proud than Republicans at 36%. Those identifying as independents are least proud at 29%. Along ethnic and gender lines, Black voters are most proud at 45%, then men at 41%, and women at 36%. Hispanic pride has fallen sharply, now at 35%, down from 57% 5 years ago. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
More than a month after a professional cyclist was killed in Texas, an arrest.
Caitlin Marie Armstrong spent 43 days on the run before her arrest in Costa Rica Wednesday for the murder of Anna Maria Wilson. The cyclist was in Austin for an event when she was found shot to death on May 11th. According to an affidavit, the victim had previously dated Armstrong's boyfriend, and surveillance video showed the suspect's SUV near the crime scene. Armed with a fraudulent passport, authorities say Armstrong fled to Costa Rica after being questioned about Wilson's death.
That fraudulent passport was very particular to her as far as physical descriptions that were closely matched.
Deputy U.S. Marshal Brandon Phillips says upgrading the investigation to a major case played a key role in capturing Armstrong. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
On Wall Street, more losses are in store at the opening bell later this hour. Stock futures are down. The Dow has lost about 15% this year, its worst first half of any year since 1962. The Nasdaq has had its worst first half ever, down about 30%. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.